God bless you, church. Let's sing hymn 100, the song our brother took before we took this. Let's sing it with meaning. Let's sing it with feeling. That was the song that was just going in my mind before. Only believe. Once I alone beside the highway begging, his eyes were blind. All the light he could not see, he clutched his rag, he clutched his rag, oh, and he shivered in the shadows. Oh, then Jesus came and bid his darkness flee. When Jesus come, oh yes, when Jesus come, all the things of power is broken. Oh, when Jesus comes, all the tears they are wiped away. Oh, he takes the gloom and he fills the light with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to save. From home and friend, oh, the Hebrew spirit drove him among the toast. He dwelt in misery. He caught himself, he caught himself. Oh, has demon powers possessed him? Oh, then Jesus came and he set the captive free. The next answer. Oh, unclean, unclean, the leper cried in torment, the deaf, the dumb, in helplessness to death. Oh, the fever-rich, oh, this is a script is come, all tempter power is broken. Oh yes, when Jesus comes, oh, all the tempter power is broken. Oh, when Jesus comes, all the tears they are wiped away. Gloom and it fills my life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. So many today, so many today. Oh, they have found the Savior here. Because you are here. We thank you because your promises are here and amen. Thank you for the blessings in the worship service. Thank you for the quiet time, oh God, that your people had to wait upon you and pray. Thank you for the prayers of the saints that we offer for this service. Thank you for your goodness, oh God, since Sunday when we were gathered here. Thank you for your blessings, oh God, upon business people, workers, and school children. Thank you for the privilege to be in your house again, Lord. We have not come to see man or to hear from man. We have come to hear from you. We are all depending upon you at this hour, both the preacher. And Lord, I believe the waiting audience, oh God, we are all needing you, oh God. We pray, Father, that you will meet us all at the point of our need. May your blood atone for us tonight, Lord. When the hour of prayer will come, Father, give us the grace to pray as become a saint in the name of Jesus Christ. Souls that are still on their way, O God, to your house, we pray that you hasten their coming, O God. Those that will not be here but will be connected to the service, O God, the same blessings that you give to us here through the channel that you have made, O God, may you release upon them. Thank you, eternal Father. Bless the reading of your word and bless the hearing of the same. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying. Amen. The book of St. John, chapter 5. We start our reading from verse 1. Tonight we just do more praying because the time has gone. Conscious of that. St. John chapter 5 and from verse 1. Said after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. I want you to watch verse 4. They say, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. That was God's provided with them. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. You can please be seated. Satan is very wicked. How will he trouble a man for 38 years with sickness? And that is how Satan is troubling people with various kind of infirmity. Your home might not be sickness. Your home might be another condition. But I want you to put yourself in this scripture so that the mercy of God, perhaps that the angel of God visits like that. May God help us. Let's continue the reading. He was in that condition for 38 years. Now when Jesus saw him lie
I knew that he had been now a long time in that cave. He said to this man, "Will thou be made whole? You have met the author of answer to your problem. Just say yes, or you say no." But this man started to say story. He said, "The impotent man answered him, 'Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool.'" We know that. Jesus knew. "But while I'm coming, another stepped down before me." Jesus said unto him, "It's not time of story. Stand up." Amen. Stand up. Take your bed and walk. Hallelujah. And immediately the man was made whole. We are not talking story. I don't need story from you. I said, "What is your problem? I me that came here. I know why I'm here. What do you want that I do to you? Will you be made whole?" That's the story. Stand up. Amen. That is the kind of faith that we need. In whatever condition we are going through, may God help us. That was the kind when Peter and his friend, they were going to the temple and they met that man at the gate beautiful. The man was expecting to have alms from them. "Perhaps you give me $20 or you give me $10, you give me 1,000 naira. That's what the man was expecting. Peter looked at his and go, "We don't have. What we have, we give to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up, walk." Are you not tired of that, your condition? Stand up and walk. Amen. It comes like that sometimes. Jesus, he likes to steer. He likes to steer the water. Amen. Now the Jews therefore said to him, okay, I think I dropped verse 9. "Immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And the same day was the Sabbath. And the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, 'It is a Sabbath day, and it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed.'" Can you see that? "And he answered there, 'He that made me whole, the same said to me, take up thy bed and walk.' Then asked they him, 'What man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk?' And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said unto him, 'Behold, thou art made whole, see no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee.' The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which made him whole." May God bless his word in our hearts. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Psalms chapter 90. And that's where we'll just take our test and just read one quote from the prophet and we'll go into prayer. The book of Psalms chapter 90. I'll start reading from verse 8. It said, "Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years. That's 70. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, it yet is their strength, labor, and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thy anger?" This is the prayer of Moses. "Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath." Verse 12, it says, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let them repent thee concerning thy servants." This is my test for tonight. "Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy." May God bless his word in our hearts. When you get home, you can read the rest of the chapter. "Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy." That is the text tonight. Be tired of that condition. Satan is a terrible guy. He put people in certain sickness for long, many times, 20 years, 30 years. And when people are in that condition, there are certain consequences that go with those conditions. The person will suffer from self-esteem problem. The person will be intimidated. He will not want to relate with people because he feels that his problem is sickness. He doesn't want people to know. But I want to tell you tonight, you've got to deliver yourself. Just as we sang that song, when Jesus called, there's something that happened. Every tempter power is broken. Every law of science is defied. Every cardiographical graph, whatever machine that they put, it defies it. For some of you that would have known, there was a time, a few months ago, I think this year, I posted the picture of a baby that was not yet up to 1 year. That baby had a heart trouble. And we were seeking donations so that they can run operation for the child. I put it for some certain days and close to a month. And I was praying. I said, God, help the child. Now, I know the child because it was connected to my boss in the office. Now, where am I driving to? Do you believe that God is in the business of healing? God still perform miracle. Do you know that? Yes, we got this money that we were looking for to run the operation. But while they were preparing for the operation, they saw another trouble. And they called that one colostomy. Satan is wicked. This baby have never learned to crawl. She's 1 year and some months now. She has never learned to sit down. She doesn't even know if you weigh her. She doesn't weigh her age. And look at the condition. I said, God, we need to just do something. And yes, the morning came, I was encouraging the people. I said, this kind of case, it has to be God. I don't have anything against medical science, but we know sometimes medical science will reach their head and they don't know what to do again. They have to look up on God. So she had colostomy. She could not pass through. They had to open the side and poop pipe. And I was looking, oh God. The thing was complicated. The baby could not eat again. They had to open the neck and pass another pipe to be given food. I didn't tell my wife this. I know she will just be hearing it now, and many others that know the case. The case gets so worse, and they had to transfer it to Ife. Now, why they transfer it to Ife when it was at UCH? I think it was 4 O's in the heart. When they got to Ife, one of the O's closed. I said, God is already in the business. I said, don't give up. My boss was crying. I said, this is not the time to cry. If you start to cry, Satan will be glorified. Now, as I speak, the girl is still in ICU, and I believe God will do miracle for her. Because when Jesus comes in any business, Satan has to give way. He comes into some people's business for certain reasons sometimes. Now, the doctors, they started the work of the colostomy and said they have to block every hole if they have to work on their hearts. So they started and began to see how they can block every hole. This girl quenched. When I mean quenched, she went. Everybody started cheating. What is going on? Will we lose this case like this? And prayer started going. Lord, restore this girl back. And the girl came back. Now the mother was telling the doctor, you did a very bad case. This baby is so young, you didn't put her on drip. Yes, you know doctors can make mistakes. But where am I going to? That God is interested in certain cases sometimes. Now, to come back to where we read, I know we are familiar with that story of the pool of Bethesda. Now, if you look at that condition, Satan is very bad sometimes. That when people are going through certain condition like that, it doesn't even allow you to know the name. The Bible just told us it was a certain man. He had been in that condition for 38 years. No doubt, the man too, he was trusting God for a miracle. He was trusting God for divine healing. Because the provision that time is, an angel of God will come and steer the water. When the water is steered, anybody that sees first jumping, he receives healing. Now, when Jesus came, Baba said, multitude is what the Bible told us. So you can imagine the thousands or number of people that will be by that pool. But Jesus just went straight to this man and asked him, will you be made whole? Then the man began to narrate a story. I will not blame him. Because it's not easy to be in that condition. Think of it. 38 years. Look at what he said. He said, I have no man to do what? Help me when the water is here. Maybe people would have been carrying him to the pool every day. Every day. Maybe one day it will be your turn. This man was not tired. For 38 years, he was tamed by that pool of Bethesda, waiting for his healing. Now, I challenge somebody tonight. How long have you been waiting on your own case? Don't give up on God, brother. Don't give up on God, sister. Because God will not give up on you. Our God is still able. You believe that? He's a God of paradox. He works in mysterious ways. It's wonder to perform. But you must do something. That's why we took this test. Oh, satisfy us, Lord, early with their mercy. It was Moses that prayed that prayer. Know that, brother, said this man, he was praying, God, one day visit me. Visit me one day. Visit me. He was under expectation for the moving of the water. And one day, it will be his opportunity. Before anybody fall in, he will fall in. But that day never came. And here was the author, the one that used to trouble the water. He came. He didn't know who he was. But Bible said, that is our angel of God will visit. Just you, just be under expectation. The way that God will do it is none of your business. You just believe in your heart that God, I know you will do it. Do you hear what the Bible says? That when that water is troubled, no matter the sickness that you can have, once you fall inside, you are made whole. I want to tell you that we have more sure promise today. There is nothing that our God cannot handle. There is no situation that he cannot heal. Are you barren for 20 years? God can still give you children. If you can only believe, all things are possible. But you need to do something. You need to engage God tonight. And that's what we want to do tonight. Before we go to pray, let's read from the message the prophet preached, who has believed our report. And we'll come to pray. Who has believed our report? Preach 51:07:19, paragraph. I read it after the prophet took the scripture. But I want you to watch the scene. And now, please give me your undivided attention on this line. So that it will brush away superstition and thought that should not be. Jesus was the virgin-born Son of God. We believe that, right? If we are Christian, and we have to believe that he was the virgin-born. I believe the Holy Spirit overshadowed a little girl, Mary, and created that blossom in her womb that developed into the Son of God. And I believe that God was in Christ, doing what? Reconciling the world to himself. For he said, it is not me that doeth the works. It is my Father that dwelleth in me. Now he came by this pool in the beginning of his ministry, which was at the sheep market. We wouldn't have time to go in, because you readers know what the sheep market, the pool was there at Bethesda. Now let's go to paragraph 10. Some people thought that these people that waited there was superstitious. There was an angel came down and troubled the water. That struck the water. It's very dangerous water, you know. And the first man stepping in with faith, watch that. The first man stepping in with what? Faith. You must have faith. Was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Now, let us watch the picture. And around this gate now lay great multitude. Now, what you would think constituted of a multitude? We're told that the multitude consists of 2,000. And multitudes was in the plural. Great multitudes. Now there's probably, we'll say, 10,000 people there. Maybe there was more than that. But at least from 5,000 to 10,000 people, we will say, were by that pool. Now let's look what kind of a group that was there. They were lame people, hot people, blind people, withered people, mass of disfigured humanity. waiting for what? Just their mirror. The troubling of the water. Historians tell us that they even fight sometimes to get into the water. Caught each other with knives to try to get ahead of the other one. To step in to see if their faith was sufficient to make them whole. Now Jesus passed by this pool. Now Jesus never dressed himself any different from any man of his day. He never wore his different to make himself known. The kingdom of God is not the way you wear your clothes. It is what is in your heart. You don't have to turn your collar around or be called doctor or reverend. It is what you have in your heart. Now Jesus was a common, ordinary looking Jew. And he passed through the people. They didn't even recognize him. Nobody knew he was carrying virtue. May God help us. Full of mixed multitude. You know, mixed up. They got mixed up. And they wouldn't even know where he was. And he just walked right straight. He wasn't dressed any different. Wasn't nothing queer about him in that manner of his grab. And he walked in and he knew. And he knew a man had been laying here now for 38 years. Do you see that? He knew that a man had been laying there for how many years? If Jesus knew that man, is it me that he didn't know? I believe he knows me. He knows I will be here at this hour. He knows you'll be seated where you are seated now. He knows you will carry the burden you have and come to him. He knows all things. Now, he knows that man was there, lame for 38 years, had an infirmity. Now, look, there was lame people there, hurt people withered, and here lay a man with an infirmity, a disease. Maybe it was TB. Maybe it was high blood pressure. It might have been anemia, heart trouble. But he had this infirmity for 38 years. He wasn't banned on a coat or a bed or a chair, whatever. He said, "Why I'm coming down to the water, somebody that is better off than I beat me to it." And then the angel, as soon as the first person was in, all the virtues of the angel went off the water to the person and he left. And they didn't wait just for another day. Until another season. Maybe a month, but they did what? They waited. Now, brother, say, we can't wait for one night to another. That is our problem. If we don't get prayed for the first night and we are here, there is nothing to eat. That's what some people say. That shows, it shows how times have changed and what a bunch of neurotic in this age that we are living in. The Bible said it will be this way, and we are here. Now watch this. Jesus knew this man had been laying there for a long time. He knew nothing except the Father showed him. Are you there now? And he went back and healed this man, and walked away from the multitude of crippled, afflicted, suffering humanity. And he walked away from them. Could you imagine? Do you believe Jesus had compassion? Do you believe it was full of love? Sure, I believe that. But these things that go with that 90% of the Bible readers, it goes over the top of their head. They fail to see the truth of it. Sure, it was full of love. And it looked like that it was so full of love as we know it was. And seeing those people laying there with their twisted, drawn up, blind, crying, and no way to make a living, just begging. Looks like that lovely Son of God will walk over there. Now, blind man, receive your sight. Crippled man, you know. And, you know, mister, just, and he just walked. Now, paragraph 14. Instead of that, he just goes straight to this man that was just sick and had lived an ordinary life with an infirmity for 38 years. There's always time for everybody. Today might not be your day, but keep holding on. Today might be the day for Sister Lagbaja. It might be the day for Brother Swan. So I don't even know. But he knows. You just be under expectation. That looks strange, doesn't it? We couldn't hardly understand that. Now, I want you to remember the word. Couldn't hardly understand the scripture. Didn't declare it later. But the Jews questioned him and said, the Jews Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that the Son can do nothing in himself, but whatsoever he said the Father do. For whatsoever thing he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise. Forever, O God, thy word is what? Settled in heaven." So there was a prototype before he now came to now execute it. He already saw it done. Amen. Now before we pray, the Bible said, just as it was when he stayed with Lazarus, and Lazarus took sick. He knew that Lazarus would fall sick. He knew. Because the Father assured him and he told him, leave the house. And they called him, "Your friend is sick, come back home." And Jesus continued going further. "Your friend is sick there too, come back home." He continued further. "Your friend is sick," until he finally died. Remember, Jesus was not there when he died. But he was on his mission trip, and he told the disciples around, he said, "Lazarus, our friend, sleepeth." He said, "But for your sake, let us go." And people would have been watching. What man of man is this man? Of course, the Father has showed him everything. Now, when he got there, and everybody, they were crying, you know, when you lose someone. And I do this, as the prophet said, it can be very, very somehow to people that have this kind of message, can be very somehow to people that have gone through certain experience in life. I say, but God didn't do it like this for me. Why didn't he do like this for me? He's Lord. He's Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Hallelujah. Every knee must bow. Oh, every thought shall confess. Oh, that Jesus Christ is Lord. You cannot question him. He did for this one, he didn't do for this one. He has a reason why. You just be under expectation. You just be in his perfect will. While we prepare to go to prayer. I don't know the condition that you might have been going through. Your home might have not gotten to 38 years. But I want to tell you that God is still hear and answer prayer. I want you to engage him tonight in prayer and say, "Oh God, satisfy me early." I don't know what Moses would have been going through. He was going through certain things in his life. Then he sat down as a man. He began to think many things. He said, "What is man? How many days do we have? Yet in the days and the year that we have, we live it in sorrow. We live it in despair. I look at great people. I look at poor people. Many people, they go through certain things. But Lord, me, I don't want to be like that man. I tell you, God, hear prayer. I don't want to suffer like that man. Satan is telling me my own case will be like that man. No! Reject it. I don't want it, Lord. I reject it." You can choose, brother, to live. Life and death is a choice. Satan can be telling you, "You will die." Say, "I will not die." It's a choice. Let us go to prayer. Engage God. Say, "God, help me." This is the hour of prayer. I am here again tonight. God bless you, sir. This is a preparation that you have made for us. We don't just come to church for coming's sake. It's Wednesday prayer meeting. This is another opportunity. This is another profession that you have made. I tell you, the angel of God is here. If you can only believe, come with your faith to God, knowing that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Your case might be worse than this man. For example, say it was invalid. That is for you to know that certain things, medical instrument, we not see it. Know where your trouble is. Abraham said they are all demons. It is only medical science that call it certain names. They say it is arthritis. If you are on the tape line, please, I want you to recognize that the atmosphere you have now is the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit. Be careful what you are doing now. Everybody, let's be careful what we do now. Know that you are before your maker. You are before the one that seeth you. You are before the one that hear. What is your problem? When Jesus called, every time that power is broken. There is a difference when Jesus called. And I tell you, it's here tonight. But as the prophet said, he's only going to honor faith. He's not going to honor whatever thing that he's looking at us. He's looking at the condition of our hearts. He knows what we are tabling before him. I tell you, God is still in the business of changing life. God is the God that have made invalid situation. People that could not walk. I challenge you tonight. What is your case? All things are possible. Only believe God. This might be your own opportunity. Key in right now. This might be for you. This hearing that is going on, it might be for you. Find the opportunity and say, God, remember me. Oh, satisfy me early. I don't want to carry this condition for too long. I want to drop it tonight, if possible. Lord, tonight, I want to drop it. Is this sin that is your own? I want to drop it tonight. I'm tired of living in sin. Sin will not make me to be proud of myself. Sin will not make me to be proud to associate with people. Lord, I don't want that. It wouldn't even give me the privilege to know how to table my request before you. I don't want it. This sickness I'm carrying, Lord, you know how it's hindering me from many things in my life. As the pastor will always say, if you are not in good health, don't deceive yourself. You know that you cannot serve God well. And why are we here? We are here to serve God all the days of our life. Lord, this sickness is hindering me from serving you. Take it away from me. You are talking to someone that is the great healer. Someone that can defy medical science. Sometimes medical doctors will say, this one, it is God. That is the person we are talking about. The one that medical science that prepared their process. They have had a case and they are going to operate on it. But when the patient is there, they do not find anything. That is the one that we are talking about. Is here, brothers and sisters. Talk to him. Say, God, satisfy me here. Especially for those of you that are sick. You are sick in the body. You are carrying certain ailment. Nobody might even know about it. And nobody needs to know. The only person that needs to know about it is the one you are in his presence. Now. Maybe you have been carrying certain reproach in your life. If you are barren tonight, all things are possible. Or you have people that you know are in that condition. You can stand in the gap for them. I say, God, satisfy this person early. Satisfy this family early. Remember them, oh God. Just as you remember certain that we are seeing now. Oh Lord, we know you are never late. It is human being that calculate and give time to God. But God is never late. He's always on time, brother, sister. Don't entertain reasoning now. Don't think, Lord, how is he going to come? You just lay yourself before him. Just, Lord, satisfy me here. Remember me, Lord. This situation, take it away. That's why I'm here. That's why I've come to church. This reproach in my life, I want you to take it away. This battle that I've been going through, Lord, I don't understand it. I'm tired of it. Maybe it is financial stress that you are going through. Satan, he works in various spheres of life. Satan might be your finance. Yeah. And you don't understand what is going. You are doing certain things. You don't seem to understand. Lord, I invite you into my finance. It might be your family life. Lord, I don't understand the way my family life is running. I invite you, Lord, intervene in our situation. That's why we are here. Lord, it is this trouble that I'm carrying. Lord, take it away. Remember me for good. You are the God that did it for so and so. You are the God that did it for so and so. I believe you are my God. I believe you are the healer. Do it for me, O God. And make me glad. Satisfy me with your mercy, O God. And make me glad, Lord. I don't want to sorrow and sorrow for too long. Take away this infirmity from me. Take away this reproach from me. Take away this shame from me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Father. That's why I'm here tonight. Remember, this is an hour of prayer. The apostles of old, they had that consciousness. And that was why, no matter where they find themselves, they take that place to be the presence of God. You remember Peter when he was in prison? Peter didn't begin to lament and say, hey, they have catched me now. They will kill me. They will cut my neck tomorrow. Instead of him to be languishing in that his condition, he steered the thing around. He said, God, I invite you now. And the Bible told us that Peter went into prayer. What about Paul and Silas? When they were in prison, the Bible said Paul and Silas did what? They prayed. After they prayed, what did they do? They sang. After they sang, what happened? The Holy Ghost came down. That's what we want tonight, Lord. We want you to visit us in your mercy. We want you to visit us in your grace. Enough of this thing that we are carrying. Enough of this reproach, Lord. I don't want it in my life. I'm tired of it, Lord. Change my story. Remember that man that Jesus met? Full of demons. From home and friends, the evil spirit in his life, he drove him away. Satan is a terrible guy. But Jesus, when he came, he changed the story of the man. Whatever, brother, is your condition. Is it madness? Jesus, pure madness. Who do you call God? There is no situation that is too big for him to handle. Table that situation before him. When Jesus called, all tempter power is broken. When Jesus called, that tears that you have been crying, he will wipe it away. It will take away the gloom. It will fill your life with glory. It doesn't take him 1 minute. In few seconds, or less than a second, he's done it. That's the one we are talking about. So many today, the songwriter said, they have found the Savior able. When they could not conquer passion, they could not conquer love, they could not conquer sin. Their broken heart, it led them far away from God. They were sad. They were lonely. But when Jesus came into the heart of that man, his cigar, he didn't know when he threw the cigar. He forgot where he threw the last cigar. The last bottle of wine, he didn't remember. That is the person we are talking about. When you meet him, something will change. Your life has got to change for better. That's why you know why you are in church, brother, sister. Be sure that you have come to meet Jesus. You have not come to meet a man. You have come to meet God, your maker. The number of your years in life, he knows it. Tell him, Lord, maybe it is 80 years you want me to live. I don't know. You know. But this condition, as long as I live, I don't want to carry it for the rest of my life. Oh, visit me, Lord Jesus. Satisfy me early. And I was tired of her condition. She was tired of that reproach. She went to Shiloh with her request. I said, God, take away this thing. And God answered Hannah. If God answered Hannah, If God answers Elizabeth, sister, family that are going through barren condition, don't worry, God will answer you. It's a God that has answered people 10 years, 15 years. You don't just, don't worry. You just stay in an expectable, you know, atmosphere. Keep expecting. Keep believing that, Lord, if it doesn't happen today, it will happen tomorrow. If it doesn't happen tomorrow, it will happen next tomorrow. If it doesn't happen next tomorrow, I know it will happen next week with a great miracle. It's your finance scatter. I tell you, God can arrange it. It's the God of all possibility. It's your life scatter. Surrender that life to God. He will fix it for you. God is able to do just what he says he will do. He's going to fulfill every of his promised word to you, brother. He's going to fulfill every of his promised word to you, sister. Don't give up on God. God will not give up on you. He's able. Believe him. Trust in him. Don't doubt his word. Don't give a chance. Don't give Satan a chance. When Satan will bring certain things, he said, look at that fellow. Look at that fellow. He just be like you. Tell him, no! That is that fellow. This is me. Our names are different. Even if our names are the same, we have different things. It's not me. I am not him. Lord, this is me. Answer me. Remember me, Lord. Lay yourself that way before him. I see if God will not answer. The woman with the issue of blood, the Bible told us for 12 years, she carried that trouble.
What?
12 years. She was going from physician house to physician. Different doctor table to doctor table. Doctor table to doctor table. You have had testimonies, brethren. Then, whatever condition we are going, let's just remember the testimonies in the ministry of the prophet. Let's remember the testimonies in the life of the apostle. Let us remember our own day now. The book of Acts has not finished. It's still a continuation. Say, God, I want a continuation of it in my life, in my family. There are certain things sometimes God allows for a purpose. There are certain situations sometimes God allows for a purpose. That he might glorify himself. Is a battle that you are going through? Engage God tonight in prayer. Say, Lord, I want an end in this battle that I'm going through. Enough is enough. I am tired, Lord. Satisfy me early. Remember that it requires faith in a hour like this. Childlike faith. That is what God is looking for. Simple faith. That is what he's looking for. And don't be disappointed in God if your own has not happened. If your own has not come. Just have this belief in your heart that it's coming. is coming. I know you have not brought me this far to leave me. I know you are interested in my life.
Of the hour, of the display of your power and majesty. Dear Father, it is written in your word that we are two or three are gathered together in my name. You said, there I will be in their midst. According to this, your unfailing word, you are here with us this evening. And Lord, your word has gone forth. Lord, to steer that water of healing. Dear Jehovah God, we ask that the faith that each one needs to step in at this hour, Lord, you will release it, Heavenly Father. At that time, the provision was just for one person, the first to step inside. But today, because of the change in dispensation, Lord, thousands can step in at the same time. Lord, it's not just one person, for as many as your faith can drop in their hearts, they will step in and they will recover. Lord Jesus, may this faith be given to as many as desire tonight. May you take away every doubt, take away unbelief, take away negative thought, take away fear, take away uncertainty. Every thought that is contrary to your, what your word is pointing to, may the pillar of fire erase it from our hearts. We ask, dear Father God, that there will be testimonies from individuals that are here tonight, and those that are even listening, O God, on tape, and they have one request for the order. Dear Master, because you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you, and you have said that whosoever cometh unto you, you will in no wise cast out. Dear Father, we know that it's never your will, Lord, to reject any of the requests tonight. It's not your nature. It's not part of your program. Lord Jesus, we pray, O God, that you will give to each one what they have need of, be it spiritual, be it physical, be it earthwise, be it material, financial, whatsoever, Lord, the need might be. Because that scripture said, whatsoever sickness they have, whatsoever situation, whatsoever condition, may you grant it tonight, Father. May you have a testimony. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We ask, O God, that as we still continue in the prayer, may our faith get stronger and stronger. Bless your servants we have used, and be with us as we continue in this prayer meeting. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Do you love the Lord? Let's sing this hymn. I don't know if everyone knows that hymn. 266. Since Jesus came into my heart. Take the first stanza and the last stanza before we hand over to the associate.
Oh, what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul which so long came into my heart, since Jesus.
bow our heads. Dear Father, we are grateful to you for this opportunity to be in your house for this midweek service. Lord, we can say that we are glad that we are in your house because you have done something to us and something in us that will make us better than we are when we came in. And Lord, definitely we will not be the same because we have been blessed by you, we have been touched by you, and Lord, we are going with something that will help us the rest of our lives. Thank you for the exhortation period. Thank you for requests, both the written ones and the ones that we pray over for the projector. Lord, before we even brought the request, you know about it. And Lord, we know that you have provision for each of them. That is why you have given us an open check that whatsoever we desire, that when we ask in prayer, it shall be granted unto us. Lord, just the much the time will take us tonight, we are filling the check, Lord, to the bank of heaven, which we know will never go bankrupt. Dear Father, we are in expectation, Lord, to receive the cash. Lord Jesus, we pray while we are doing that, help each person that the devil will not suggest anything contrary to what your word has said, oh God. May you deliver us from negativity, deliver us from doubt, deliver us from fear, every instrument of the enemy. May we find grace to reject every bit of them. Lord, may we go testifying, Lord, that we have received our petition. Let it be, Heavenly Father. Nothing is too hard for you. See it your word. Lord Jesus, at the time appointed, everything will be manifested to your own glory. Thank you, Father. Your servant of the mission field will remember him that you be with him. Keep him strong and healthy. Lord, make use of him to be a blessing to your people. By the time we return him back, may he come with abundance of testimonies. Let it be there, Father. The servant that went to Bakatari, when we'll be returning, may you bring him safely. All of us, when we dismiss tonight, may you take us home safely. Once again, we thank you for your hand upon your servant and pastor, while we are asking that you perfect his head to the glory of your name. Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, may you touch his heavenly Father and rebuild the works of the enemy and grant him a total deliverance, Lord. Thank you, dear Father. Go home with us, Father. Give us a peaceful night rest. And the rest of the week is in your hand. We pray that they will be peaceful unto us and they will be full of your blessing. Your servant you have used tonight, virtue has left him. We ask you to recall him and strengthen him and lift up the honor of his ministry. Thank you, eternal Father. Bless the tape service on Friday and our garden here on Sunday. If we are still here by your grace, make it a great blessing, Lord. Thank you, dear Father. We ask these petitions with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. This is Mr. Evangelist. I will deliver my last send greetings to the entire church through WhatsApp, Brother Felix Akrele. And this one also said, Sister Sunny send greetings to the church and also said, Femi Sanin's father-in-law sent appreciation to the church for praying for his wife when she had an operation. The operation was successful and she is doing well. This message is from Brother Joshua Adeleke. Lord bless you. I also spoke with Baba, I think yesterday, and because it's in a better network, now he has come out of the interior. He sent his greetings to everyone. And thank you for your prayers and covers for more of it. God bless you. Until we meet physically on Sunday by his grace, may his banner over us continue to be loved. Shall rise. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of war.
Oh, take the name of Jesus with you.